The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Real talk. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
We're kicking... Are you sipping on anything?
Yeah, I made a shake. I just finished a workout.
Yeah.
And I don't feel hungry, but it was like it was an upper body and my arms feel shaky. And so yes. I feel like you're supposed to get like stuff into your system right away.
Yep.
So I just made a shake. Yeah.
Yes. Smart.
Are you sipping anything?
A cold water, mm-hmm. which feels really like not that exciting, but we are, after we wrap this podcast, we are getting all of our stuff in the car and driving to the race zone. So,
yes. You're in prep mode.
Yeah. There's like
get the body
suitcases out. It's like, don't forget this. Don't forget that. You know, all these like last things. And I just thought of, as you were saying, what you're sipping on, I was thinking I should pack
some of
my little shake stuff for afterwards. So anyway, very exciting. There's a buzz in the air, that pre-getaway sort of buzz.
And you're seeing a friend that you don't get to see that often, right?
Is she and her kids. Tonight? Yeah, oh, which is super exciting because I haven't seen her kids in years. I haven't seen them in years. And I have known this friend since high school, which is special, you know, to have like gone through all these years and I also really love her husband, and we met in college. Him and I were friends before I introduced them, which is hilarious actually how that all went down. It's a whole different story, but it's very cool. Also very cool, this is what I couldn't wait to launch into. Somebody has the coolest mom of all time. So we're doing a special shout out to Bailey, who's a Double Fister Soul sipper, just like her mom. So I love that this is like a mother daughter, duo in our listener community.
They're double fisters too for each other. That's cute.
It's so cute. And so, Bailey's mom, Allison, wrote to us a very awesome message saying that her daughters and herself have been Double Fister Soul Sipper since the beginning. We've gone through the births of Ben, Mac, and Ellie too. She said, my oldest daughter, Bailey, just welcomed her son, Decker, to the world. Her first grandchild.
I love that name.
So cute. So cute.
Decker Tate. It's the cutest name.
So Bailey, your mom asked if we could give you a shout out. She said, I know she'll be re-listening to old podcasts while on maternity leave, and we just love you guys. Thanks for being a source of inspiration to young 20-something first-time mamas and to 50-ish grandmas like myself. Mm. Big love to you both, and enjoy your time together while Ash is in town. We sure did. And Bailey, congratulations to you.
Yeah, and also... if it feels really hard, it's because it is.
Yeah.
And just like, know this too will pass, and you're doing great. And also, ask for help if you're really not feeling like yourself. You know, it's like that, that for, you've heard us, if you've listened to us, you've heard us both sort of talk about that, that first trimester at like, you know, the fourth trimester when the baby first arrived of your first child is very overwhelming. And, if I could go back, I wish I could be more present. You can't. Like, right, you just, you got to take every day as they come. And sounds like you've got like an amazing support system in your mom.
Yes.
So yeah, congrats and big love and all of those things. But also just know that like, if it feels hard, it's supposed to be, you will sleep again. They will stop crying. You will figure it all out. Like, you know, it will be amazing. And then you'll look back and it will have felt like it was a blink. But yes, it is, it's hard that first little bit, you know.
And
it's beautiful. It goes without saying.
Totally. And like, stay connected to your mom friends. If you have like other friends that are moms, stay connected, share with them, be vulnerable, because it's amazing. This is actually going to be my rave. As I went to dinner last night with some friends that I don't get to see very often, but when I do, it like really fills my cup. And two of them just became moms this year. And we were, you know, sitting kind of like right next to each other at dinner. And we were just being really vulnerable and sharing like a lot of things about this last year. And it reminded me of like, and just really touched my heart of like, wow, women go through so much. Pregnancy, labor, and postpartum.
Yeah.
Everything about you changes all at once. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Physically, hormones, your family dynamic, like your whole life is like totally changed, and it feels really fast. And that's a whole lot. And being connected and like having motherhood connections where you can just like not feel so alone and isolated is so special. And I think that if you don't have friends, because if you're in your early 20s, maybe you don't have like a lot of friends who are moms yet, but mothers groups, you can find them through like the hospital or through your OBGYN. And I would highly, highly encourage you to do that if you don't have like a connection like group there. Like, find people, because that saved me with Ben. And even this time around, like, it's just so important, I feel like, for your mental health to have community in that first year, especially of motherhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right, let the games begin.
Let the games begin. Oh, what?
Actually, don't let the games begin, because we have a hangover that we've all been waiting for. And I have not clicked on this message because I didn't want to see anything before we came to the pod. So the subject line is update on marriage.
Ooh.
Okay. So.
Wait. Okay.
I think this is the one.
Okay. Okay. But I have another story that goes with this.
What?
I think this is the one that said, we're supposed to be getting married this summer. We feel like ships in the night. I offered counseling. He said no. Is this the same person?
Yeah, I think so.
Shannon and Sean did a Q&A last week, and this same person wrote into them, and they basically had the same response that we did, which was,
seriously?
This is a red flag, and get out while you can, basically. So what did she say?
Okay, so the update. She said, hey, I just listened to Tuesday's episode. Someone else weighed in on whether I should be getting married. So here's an update. I really haven't decided yet. It's so hard. We just had a massive argument this past weekend where he said he wants to end things and it was awful. Take the exit door.
Yeah.
He called me a bunch of names, said he was going to hit me. Okay, no. I almost don't even want to like air this part, because this is like domestic violence, right? Yeah. So of course he said he didn't mean it. He said I nag him too much. He still wants to marry me and just at a breaking point.
No.
I'm struggling between is this a temporary season or massive struggle, or will this be how it is forever? That doesn't matter right now, because this is like very serious.
Abuse doesn't get better.
Yeah.
It will only get, right? This is not just like we're struggling, we're ships in the night. abuse doesn't get better. It will only get worse.
Yeah.
Especially because he's resistant to any counseling or therapy.
Yeah. She said she just bought a, totally agree. She said, we just bought a house that will, she said, doing tons of reservations. So money is stressful.
Renovations, maybe.
What did I say?
Reservations.
Oops. Yeah. Renovations. Still working through lots of thoughts, but I know as typing this out, it probably sounds horrible. I know he would never hurt me. He just says harsh things when angry. You don't know that.
No, you don't know that. And what is scary in these situations is that the longer you are with someone like this, the more you start to believe them. And then you believe that you are the problem or that you are deserving of this. And that maybe like there won't be someone else out for you because you start to believe these nasty words. And that is very, very scary.
Yep.
Because it puts you where you're even more stuck because you're like, I can't leave because no, I won't find anyone else. No one else will love me. I'm not worthy. I suck. Right. It's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. This feels like way bigger than this podcast. And
way
it feels
bigger.
Like you need to probably see a therapist, especially because there's kids involved and you really have to consider them. I don't believe that he wouldn't hurt you. I can't. John and I have been in some very low lows and never, ever once has there been any even threat of a physical thing. Like the fact that he would say that he's going to hit you feels absolutely off limits. So to like, this is not just a, you know what I mean? Like this feels very scary. I
don't know like how often people would actually call like an 800 number. When provided it, but I'm going to provide it because I feel like this is a national domestic violence hotline. I think domestic abuse takes a lot of different forms, including words, and threats, right? So that number is 800-799-7233, 800-799-7233. Okay, we are going to continue onward.
Oh, my favorite partner, I swear, Warby Parker. Warby Parker was founded with a mission, which is simple, to inspire and impact the world with vision, purpose, and style. And boy, do they deliver, guys. They offer eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, and now eye exams. Warby Parker is committed to providing you with exceptional vision care. They offer everything that you need for happier eyes now, and so convenient because you can go in store, but I own, I think, 6 pairs of Warby Parkers and I've ordered all of them online because one of the coolest things about them is they have a free home try-on program where you can go on, order 5 pairs of glasses to try at home for free and there's no obligation to buy. It'll ship free and includes a prepaid return shipping label and you get to try them on your face, see what they look like. You'll send them back, pick out the frame that works for you. Glasses start at just $95, which include prescription lenses. And they're super cute, super stylish. I freaking adore them. And then you've gone into the brick and mortar and you've had really great experiences like in the actual stores, right?
Every single person that I've ever interacted with at Warby Parker is an actual angelic human.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
They're so amazing.
I called one time because I was written the wrong prescription. So I ordered a pair of glasses and they were the wrong one, the wrong prescription. And so I called them and I expected to be sent to like a call center or something.
Yeah.
And maybe I was. But the customer service, I was like, did I just reach you at home? Like you
They're
are just, you know, like, yes. It was like as if this guy was the one guy that was making and fulfilling all the, like he took so much care. Anyway, none of that's in the read for you guys. But if you're in the market for some either sunglasses, eyeglasses, contact lenses, whatever, Warby Parker's what you need to do. And that free try-on program, the home try-on program is just top notch.
Can't beat it. Try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/sip. That's 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/sip. If you can't decide, by the way, because like I also have 6 pairs and I always want to go shop. I always want to like just see what they have. Mm-hmm. When you purchase 2 or more pairs of prescription eyeglasses or sunglasses, you get 15% off. A little extra deal there.
Love it.
Okie dokie. We have some games, which yeah. I love this kind. I love this.
We're just bringing
miss
you some games, guys.
We used to go when Ashley lived in Portland. We used to go to trivia like every Thursday night. I love like the curiosity that gets sparked in your brain with like mm-hmm. trivia type questions. And these yeah. are sort of, they feel a little trivia-ish. They're like fact or crap, fact yeah. or fiction questions. Can you suss this stuff out?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Okay. Do you want to go like, you pick one, I pick one kind of thing?
Sure, sure. I've got a whole bunch up here.
Okay. Here's one for you. Did you know that Selena Gomez can play many instruments, including the cello, violin, and trumpet?
And I'm supposed to say whether that's true or false, fact Correct. Or fake news?
Correct.
I think, okay, knowing Selena, I feel like I could see that because she seems very worldly.
Yeah.
But I've never seen her ever play an instrument, and I don't understand why, if she knew those things, she wouldn't utilize. Like, we know Lizzo plays the flute. We know Taylor plays everything, right?
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to go with crap.
Ding, 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 ding.
It was right?
You're correct.
Okay. Okay. Chewing gum, the old aid, the old tail, whatever. Tail is tail? Old as time. Chewing gum takes 7 years to digest if swallowed.
Okay. I feel like this is on, I recently learned, this feels similar to me and I don't know why, even though it's so different. Do you know the thing that's like you eat a certain amount of spiders in your sleep?
Yeah. Yeah. Like 7 spiders in a lifetime or something like that.
I just read something that was like, that is crap, mm-hmm. which is good news because that's one yeah. that always has bugged yeah. me thinking about that.
I agree.
You know,
it is terrible.
And for this one, it also bugs me in a similar way, similar fashion of like how much gum is just sitting in my stomach.
Yeah.
Like in my body. So I'm saying crap because that's what I'd like to believe is that I don't have a stockpile in my body.
Right. Of gum. And chewing gum, when swallowed, passes through the digestive system like any other food and is not indigestible. So tell me why we've been told this.
Right.
Who decided that, like, is it really bad for you or something? Because Mac, Revy is really good at chewing gum, but Mac can't every time he chews it. And he's getting better at, like, chewing it for longer periods of time, but then it always ends up swallowing. So now he's not allowed to chew gum, right? I've given him maybe 3 tries. Because Revy gets it, and then he wants to try it. And so,
yeah.
But so I was like, you can't, buddy. But if it's just like any other thing, I'm going to be letting him chew gum.
Fine. Yeah. It's, you know? It's not a problem.
Is that
anymore.
Not a problem?
No, this is a relief.
It's a relief.
So far, we're playing a game, but this is just life reassurance.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Okay. Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Did you watch that?
Some of it.
You could, you know, like you could visualize.
I could visualize.
Some that. Sort of Game of Thrones-ish type scene. Did yeah. you know who the Night Watch people were?
Yeah, they were trying to keep the White Walkers out, right?
Yeah, they uh-huh. were at the wall.
Yeah, okay. they were at the wall.
So you can like visualize, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their cloaks are made out of rugs from IKEA.
Oh, like in real time? Like
is yeah. that fact or crap?
I think that's crap. I'm only saying that because I can't picture the cloak, but I just feel like Game of Thrones must have had a big budget because they yeah. had massive, like all of the sets and the costumes,
right.
and everything, and the jewels and the crowns and the, like everything.
Why would they go
had
to the
cost a lot of money? Right.
Why would they have someone in HBO costume
IKEA.
Just like running through IKEA?
Yeah. And then seeing a rug and saying, aha, there's our cloak.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Okay, but now what? I feel like your reaction. Oh, wow, they were? Wow, are you getting a picture? What are you doing?
I'm getting a sound. Hold on.
Oh, like a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Here we go.
Perfect. Perf. Great. That was really wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So let me see if any of these are interesting. Okay. Have you heard? Oh, wow. Have you heard that Walt Disney's body was cryogenically frozen after his death? It feels like I would have heard that.
So, like, what does that mean to be cryogenically frozen? Like, it's in somewhere, like, stored, like, in a cooler? Like, maybe in case, like, is it like those, Jurassic Park? Like, if something were to change.
So he just turns to ash dried. If you take a bite. Why would he do that?
Right. Light as a feather. Or is it like frozen in the sense of Jurassic Park, where if down the road we can bring dead people back to life?
Oh.
You know, they could like. Yeah.
All right. My guess, I mean, I'm with you. I'm guessing with you.
Okay.
My guess is this is not true. But this seems so wild. Who's this is fake news. Who's making this fake news up? What's your guess?
I'll say it's also not true.
Yeah. It's the answer is he was cremated, not cryogenically frozen. Now we got to look up what is cryo.
Yeah, get a visual.
Who did that? Cryogenic freezing.
They went above and beyond.
Low temperature freezing and storage of human remains with a speculative hope that resurrection may be possible in the future. You were right.
Yeah.
Wow.
People actually listening. Do that?
Yeah, I guess.
Is that wackadoodle-doos?
Don't they know there's another life that they can live in the future?
And so does that mean they're in purgatory just by... No, they're dead.
I feel like they're dead and the souls moved on.
Yeah.
But then their family is like, if at any point we can bring them back to... We can warm them up again. Dethaw them.
Whoa.
Or no, defrost them. Thaw them.
Whoa. Wow.
I just started listening today to The Ride of a Lifetime, which is he says it's not a memoir, but it kind of is, the lessons learned from 15 years as a CEO of the Walt Disney Company. So.
Do you like it?
Listening to that. Yeah, it was good. So far. I mean, I'm only in chapter one. I heard that he did the introduction and I started crying because he told the story the week he was planning to retire, or he was planning to retire after he opened Disney World Shanghai or something. And that week was when the mass shooting happened at Quest nightclub. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And like 50 or several of their employees were there. And then that same week was when it was the next day or 2 days later that little boy was taken by an alligator. Do you remember that? So when he was retelling the little boy's story, I started crying. Because it was just like unfathomable.
Gut wrench.
Anyway, he kept working for, I don't know, we haven't gotten to why he kept working after that. But yeah, I like it. So I love these kind of books that are like documentaries in audible version, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okie doke. Your eyes can always see your nose, but your brain ignores it.
Well, I think that's true because I can see my nose right now.
But like when you're doing things around the house,
because I'm like looking around
forward, it's always there.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, that's true. But isn't that weird?
That is wild.
Like I've never thought about it.
But if you close your eyes, like if not both of them are open, close one.
Okay.
Then I feel like it's more prominent, you know?
Can you easily close just like... Just your right eye and then just your left eye?
I
can't close just my left eye.
Oh, you can't?
With just my eye muscles. I have to – I'm holding my eyelid down.
You have to use assistance. Yeah. Call in reinforcements.
Right. I can't do it. I can close both at the same time. I can close just my right. It will not work.
Does not work. Speaking of eyes, eating carrots – improves your eyesight.
Oh, fact.
Fact?
Let's fact.
See. Let's see.
Is that like what they said? Myth. Like, what?
It says, while carrots contain vitamin A, which is essential for eye health, they do not improve eyesight beyond meeting the body's nutritional needs. So they're like good for your eyes, but they're not really, they're not.
Were you told that as a kid?
Yeah.
Eat your carrots,
eat your
good
carrots
for your eyes.
Keep your vision. But that is different, I think. They are good for your eyes because they contain vitamin A, which is essential for eye health. But they don't actually help you see better or do anything like that. That's Colleen's thought on that. Okay. All right.
Okay. Mm. You have a good one?
Yeah. I think this one's good. Myth or reality, or whatever, fact or crap, or whatever. There are many names. Sugar causes hyperactivity in children.
Fact.
I thought so too. And I feel like there's a correlation. But
how could it not?
They say, and I have heard this like a year ago or 2 years ago or something. I remember hearing this when Revy was little. Myth. Sugar does not cause hyperactivity in children. The belief may stem from the natural excitement and energy levels of children during activities involving sugar consumption. But there has been studies that show that is not true. Isn't that crazy?
I just can't.
It's like I almost don't believe it because I feel like I've seen it with my own two eyes. But then again, it's like, am I in an echo chamber? What's that called? Where your brain bias, confirmation bias. You know what I mean?
Believable.
Yeah. Colleen doesn't like it. She doesn't like it.
Okay. She doesn't like it. In 2015, Taylor Swift unsuccessfully tried to trademark the word squad.
No. Fact. Crap. Fake news.
Yeah, that's fake news.
Yeah, she's not an idiot. That's what it's saying. What it just asked me is Taylor Swift an idiot? That's what it just asked me.
Okay, I have a good one. I have a good one.
Okay.
Okay. Cows.
Okay.
Yeah. We love them, right?
We love them. They're so cute.
So cute. Did you know that they hate country music?
Okay. I feel like that would be crap.
It's true.
What? How? How?
No. Because
okay, well, read the answer.
Said it's true. It just said the answer is cows hate country music.
What?
Yes.
Okay. How do we know cows hate country music?
Country.
This feels like what they do.
According to research involving, are you seeing the same thing?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Involving a Scottish herd and an ice cream firm. Okay. Country tunes were played to 45 cows. All right. Well, listen to this. 45 cows does not a fact make, okay? They're played to 45 cows at a farm in Stonehaven, Aberdeenshire, to see if the music would increase the amount of milk they produce. But the researchers got a big surprise when 44 of the animals produced less milk during the excitement. The overall yield of the herd fell by 3%. Okay, but I feel like you can't pull, like if anyone was like, oh, there was a study conducted on 45 people and it found that, I'd be like, well, that's a very small scope of people. That doesn't matter at all to me. Go to fucking do a study in Nashville. Take your tunes to Nashville and see, because I feel like it is like, you know, if you're studying 45 people that are in my same town, it's like, well, we all grew up in the same spot. We were exposed to the same things, like culturally, right? It's like your brains have drawn similar conclusions about the world versus one person from Phoenix, Arizona, one person's from Bangladesh, one person's from New Delhi, one person's from Sydney, take us from everywhere, then tell me. So if you're playing country music for cows in wherever that town is in Europe, what did it say, Sweden or something? It's
they
like,
might
well, yeah,
not,
they didn't grow up around country music.
Yeah.
They grew up around yodeling. So
it is interesting though, that there even could be a correlation at all between music and cow milk production.
Well, maybe like, not. If they're not used to sounds, what if they don't like music in general? Is there always music being played for them? and now it's country and the milk production dropped? Or is it like, we're going to play country music and see what happens when they're used to silence? And if all, it's like a dog that is at a breeding farm and it just lives its life in a crate, and then you adopt it and it's afraid of grass. It's like,
yeah,
the grass is better, but it doesn't, you know, know anything other than a crate.
It does make sense though, like playing it out of like a calm cow, music aside, a calm cow would produce more milk than an anxious cow.
Absolutely.
And so maybe like fast country music they tested, or they just hadn't heard country music, so it stressed them out. Because like, if I'm anxious, my milk production for Ellie kind of tanks, or I like, if I'm pumping and I'm just like, can't relax.
There's a house full of people, or there's like things. Yeah.
So if you're a farmer, calm those cows down.
Yeah.
Calm them down.
And I just feel like, I feel like it's pretty irresponsible of the internet to claim this is fact.
Yeah.
When I think we've busted the fact wide open. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Let's keep it fresh in here, you guys, with HelloFresh. Speaking of farms, farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking fun, easy, affordable, and that's why it's America's number one meal kit. This summer, HelloFresh is here to take the work out of eating well. Reach your goals with delicious, calorie smart, and protein smart lunch and dinner options, plus new vegan recipes too. Get farm to table quality with every HelloFresh box. HelloFresh's seasonal ingredients are picked at peak ripeness and travel from the farm to your doorstep in less than 7 days for fresh flavor in every bite. We, you know, we're packing up to head out of town, and we had a HelloFresh from this week. We're like, oh, this is so awesome, because we're going to be on the road. Dinner's going to be dialed when we get there. We have everything we need right there. Settle in. Follow the thing. Chris made, we got a meatloaf HelloFresh. He made that for lunch yesterday. So like, I don't know what we would do if we didn't have these on hand. We always go in and pick out our, we go to the HelloFresh menu, because you just like log in, you can see the menu of things coming up in the weeks ahead, and then you can pre-pick. So I have meals picked for like the next 2 months. But whenever I see their chilies, I always snag the chili. We just had a poblano type chili 2 days ago, and I don't know how they do it, because it's like they put these, they're like home cooked meals, but even just like their tacos or chili, they find a way to make them feel special with like little touches or like a special sour cream mix or something like that. But we just absolutely love, love, love taking the guesswork out of dinner time. HelloFresh is like a member of our family. It's amazing.
Go to HelloFresh.com/sip16 and use code SIP16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/sip16 and use code SIP16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping.
Okay. We can play a different game, but this one just caught my eye. This is, I'll just tell you that this is a fact straight out of the gate.
Okay.
A man once wore 60 shirts and 9 pairs of jeans to the airport to avoid extra fees.
Wow.
That is commitment.
How many? 60?
60 shirts.
Where was he going and for how long?
Who knows? But like, thrifty.
Wow.
He's being thrifty, you know?
Penny saved. And also, I mean,
that's hot.
It is a penny saved, I suppose. But it seems like you would be moving slower.
Right.
Because like, you got lots of, and I'm very uncomfortable. And to your point, hot.
Yeah, really toasty. Here's another fact. That's this is wild. This is funny. A Hooters waitress once sued the restaurant chain because after winning a sales contest she thought was for a new Toyota, she received a toy Yoda figurine instead.
And she sued them?
She sued them. I wonder if she won.
Yeah. That's kind of wild.
Dude.
I mean, that is interesting. Like, it had to have been pretty egregious or something to be able to sue on that.
Yeah. Or like I don't know. Maybe there was just like no paper trail of the actual contest and she had to really have put in a lot of extra work or something. Yeah. I don't know. But
well, because remember that McDonald's, the woman got like third degree burns or something. I think I remember the story from when we were in high school. And she sued McDonald's because the coffee was too hot. It burned her lap. It spilled in her lap and it burned her. Yeah. And I remember at the time, like the news was reporting it as if it was stupid. And like also people around me were like, did you hear this? This is ridiculous. Come to find out, she won that lawsuit because it was actually, it was like boiling. And they had been, people had reported this several times and they were told to like decrease the temperature of the coffee or something like that, right? So it was actual negligence on McDonald's behalf. And she had to have like skin grafting done because she was so severely burned. And so it makes me think like that's one of those things where like she sued them for this and it sounds ridiculous, but there had to have been some sort of grounds that she felt legitimate in that.
And otherwise, a law firm had to have felt legitimate.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, I hope she did win.
Okay.
Hope she got a Toyota after all. All right. Should we do
Googled it and there is, it was settled.
Oh, they settled.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of articles about this. This was a thing.
Wow. Yeah.
I want to know what the other side is though, to your point.
What does it say?
With the McDonald's one, there was a lot of, come to find out later, a lot of McDonald's money being used to make those kind of headlines of it being ridiculous.
Oh, it was? Oh, I didn't know that. That makes sense.
Okay, so her attorney could not disclose the settlement details, although he said the waitress can now go to a local car dealership and pick out whatever type of Toyota she wants.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so there's no details here. I want to, like, I'm going to do some recon on this. Maybe this will be a hangover topic. Okay.
Okay, yeah. I've got to discover. So should we do some quick rapid fire or what's the other game you have?
No, rapid fire is perfect.
Okay. Cats or dogs? Dogs.
Dogs, for sure.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Tea.
Are you going tea?
I'm going tea. You're tea? I used to be coffee.
What?
Well, matcha is tea and coffee is like acidic. So I feel like I pretty much don't ever drink coffee.
Wow.
I drink matcha almost every day.
Okay.
Yeah. Beach vacation or mountain getaway?
I'm going mountain getaway because I'm going mountain getaway.
Well, that's where you go these days. And it is like, you know,
also, Chris isn't a beach guy.
Oh, he isn't.
No, he doesn't really love like the sandy thing. Mm-hmm. Just being,
I don't like sand either.
Sandy.
But I do like, I'm going to go beach, but I don't actually want to be on the beach. I want to be near it and looking at it, but I don't want to be on it. I do not like the sand either. Or I'll walk on it. I'll walk to the ocean, but I don't want to swim in the ocean. And I don't want to roll around in the sand and I don't want to put sunscreen on anywhere near the sand. But like in San Diego, we get those houses that are right on the boardwalk and I love hearing the waves. I love seeing the people. I love looking like the sunset on the ocean is next to whatever. It's just amazing. But I'm with Chris on the sand.
Yeah, he just opened the door to where I'm recording just to give me a nice little glare.
Oh.
And then he shut the door because he heard the beach comment. Yeah. So,
but it's not.
But he has, turns out he has support and probably from a lot of listeners as well.
Yeah.
But never occur to me that the sand could be problematic.
Ugh,
I love getting a chair. I like being in a chair, not on a blanket because the sand just gets all over the blanket. But I like those low chairs.
Yeah.
Where you just like sit. I like getting shade.
Almost in the sand.
You know, setting up camp.
Yeah.
Digging my feet in, having cooler and just having that be my, you know, spot. I like to set up shop somewhere.
Yeah.
Lakes too, though. So I'm equally as happy doing like a lake day, which is what we're doing tomorrow. You're not a lake gal? No.
Lakes feel dirty to me.
Oh, interesting.
Because they feel like they're in clothes. Like they don't, even if it's huge, I don't know. Yeah. It's a mental thing.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Pizza or burgers?
Pizza.
Same.
Yeah.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Now, I like depends. Here better.
I was going to say, it depends on where, because winter in Arizona
is the best time of year.
Hard to beat.
Summer in Oregon is the best time of year. So, yeah, fair point. Like, it depends where you are.
Yep.
Fall is my favorite, no matter what. I think yours too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like warm days and cold nights. Yeah. And
cozy give it to vibes. Me. Holidays give are on the horizon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Books or movies?
Movies.
Books.
Yep.
Sweet or savory?
Savory.
I know.
I used to be sweet.
But the glucose got us changed everything.
The glucose changed everything.
Uh-huh.
I hope forever. I do. It feels like a forever thing, but I hope I've been, you know, in like good stages before, not good or bad, but like I've been in a certain like set way before and then it's changed. But this feels really like.
I mean, it's been going for more than a year for you.
Yeah. And I just love it.
Yeah.
So, but savory all the way, all the way. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Morning person or night owl?
Well, I'm morning by not my choice.
Yeah.
Right now. But I would love to be morning by choice. I'll put it that way.
Same, same.
I would love to be morning by choice. So right now we still have just a little baby who's waking up early and then I need to go back to bed after she wakes up. Like, cause it's like 4 a.m. Yeah. Right. But I would love to be like an awake at 5:30 person to like, get a nice chunk of morning. You know?
Yeah. I like a 6 a.m. wake up. I feel
But I'm a night owl
currently.
Yep.
Comedy or drama?
Drama.
Drama for me as well.
Comedy I love, and I think it's getting better and better, but sometimes not better and better, but like I like a real smart comedy or a dry comedy. And when I mean like smart comedy, I mean just not like I don't want like feel good fluff. I want like a lot of wit.
Wit. Yeah.
Yes.
So like Schitt's Creek?
Like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Schitt's Creek for sure. You know, I like that kind of comedy.
Did you think Friends was funny?
No.
Yeah. That's that feel good.
The Office? Hilarious. That's like smart. Like just the timing, just everything. But I don't love warm and fuzzy things. Mm-hmm. Even warm and fuzzy dramas. I don't like that. They need to be, you know, witty dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or action even.
Yeah.
But like thoughtful action, not just action action. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah.
Sweep me up in the story, you know?
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
I think pancakes too. You know, I feel like for a long time I thought pancakes were boring.
Yeah.
But I actually am a big fan of pancakes.
A great pancake with like a good amount of butter.
Yeah.
And the perfect like butter to
I like fresh fruit
syrup
on my pancakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas like waffles are good, but I think pancakes can be great. Pancakes can be excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this is stupid. iPhone or Android? Obviously, iPhone.
Do people still have Androids?
I'm texting a guy right now. His bubbles are green.
No.
His bubbles are green.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like a new business contact, I think. What are you doing with your life, buddy? How you're running your business from a green bubble phone.
Wow.
No, sir. Instagram or Twitter? I'm Instagram.
You know, I think I'm actually more Instagram now too. Ever since Elon took it over. It's not even Elon because I don't he's like very polarizing. People love or hate him and I don't really care at all about him either way. But the platform has changed a lot. So it's I don't find myself on there nearly as much, hardly ever.
Yeah.
And I was there. That was my primary
place.
Yeah,
that was your news source.
Yeah, and it's just feed has gotten really messed up. And like it's just – it keeps serving me a lot of the same, whereas like the whole reason I had a Twitter feed and who I was following was like so that I could see those things.
Yeah.
Not just like it trying to make assumptions of what I want. It's very annoying. So
yeah, that anyway. Is annoying. Yeah, so it's not necessarily Eli. I'm with you, right? Where I don't care about him either way. I just know that it seemed like things were changing a lot.
Yeah,
purchased it.
Downhill.
Yeah,
things are just going down.
Yeah. However, driving that Tesla last week when I was in Portland, I thought, God, what a brilliant mind that guy has. Cause I loved it so much. And I was expecting to be like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, what's the big deal?
Right.
And I freaking loved driving it.
People so love much. Them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, came back. We talked about it on Patreon. I ordered one. We ordered one. It's going to be here either this month or not. I said delivery June or July. So sometime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe the last one. Well, two, I guess. Chocolate or vanilla? Vanilla, 100% for me.
Chocolate. 100%. I've become quite a chocolate gal.
Wow.
Like within the last, really it was Ellie's pregnancy because I couldn't have a whole lot of sweets.
Yeah.
But I could have dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. Like was a very safe option after dinner. Or safer option after dinner. And then it just, that grew on me.
Does
and
it it's not taste even now, sweet to you?
It does. Yeah. Dark chocolate does taste sweet to me. I mean, it depends on what percentage as well, though. Because like if you're putting back like 80% dark chocolate, that's not going to taste
bitter.
Yeah. That's not going to taste good at all. But like 65% to 70% is like the perfect dark chocolate.
Okay. That's good to know.
And at Trader Joe's, I found some like dark chocolate ice cream or just chocolate ice cream. But anyway, it's very good. Ooh, very good ice cream.
Yeah.
So, all right. Should we land
the bird?
The bird. Yeah, I already did my rave, but I have a nice little rant. So I'll do my rant and then you take it all the way home with your rant.
Okay.
So my rant is when songs get stuck in your head. Mm-hmm. And the songs that get stuck in my head is kids' music.
Yeah.
From kids' shows and kids' things and kids' stuff. And Ben has been so into Spidey and his friends, and the song is actually kind of a bop. You know, Spidey and his amazing choo-choo. It's like, you know, doo-doo-doo. Mm-hmm. It flows. And so, but I hate that it's a Spider-Man song stuck in my head a lot, like almost every day. But then the other one that's been stuck in my head. So Ben has never seen Star Wars ever, but out of nowhere, one night he was trying to go to bed. And I think it's one of like my favorite things these days is putting Ben to sleep, like doing the back scratch and the good night. And then when he's not just getting out of his bed, trying to finagle another back scratch or another this, or an I'm thirsty, when he's in his bed trying to go to sleep, and he's like singing songs or talking to himself or like, you know, his whole world, you can hear it. That's one of my favorite things. And so the other night he's in his bed, he's trying to go to sleep, but he's like singing songs. And I hear him start singing the Star Wars song, but the Imperial March. Do, 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 do.
Oh, wow.
Dude, but there was something about it being bedtime, and that song was the one that was like piping through the house.
Yeah,
that was so funny. And now that's the song that he wants to listen to. Maybe this is a rave because whatever, but like this is the song he wants to listen to on the way to school. And so it's like 7:45 in the morning, you know, the other day I was taking him to school and it's like the start of the day when it should be like, today's going to be a great day. Yay, the sun is shining. And you're trying to keep things, but he wants to listen to this. And so it's driving.
Has he seen Star Wars?
No.
How does he know this?
Kids at school.
Wow. Yeah.
Kids at school. So... but that has just been stuck in my head. And that is such a dark Darth Vader. And so now everything I'm doing, it's do, 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 do. Like
it's called the Death March?
Do, do, do. It's the Imperial March.
Oh, Imperial March.
Okay. But it's like Darth Vader's theme song.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
but anyway, what is your rant?
Rant. Well, I have two, I guess. So one is I got a pedicure this week and I picked out a color called hot pink.
Okay.
And it was like neon pink on the little sample thing, you know, the little fingernail that they have.
Yeah.
Neon pink, bright, sure. bright pink. It's painted on. It's finalized. It is a deep red.
No.
Deep red. It is not at all pink at all. It's a, just, a, I mean, it's not a deep red. It's a classic red. I wonder if you yeah. can see. Oh, you can't see.
Oh, that's red.
It's
that's like red. Candy apple red.
It's like a candy apple yeah. red. And I, and so that, I hate when that happens. That happens several times, I feel like, where I've picked out a color, but what you pick is not what you get because it yeah. looks different when it's on. Or she yep. said, like the person that did it, she was, I was like, oh, whoa, that's red, huh? And she's like, oh yeah, it was pink. And then you put it under the light and the light changed it. So some of them just, but that bugs me.
It's like, yes.
And I do gel toes. So this color, I like it. It's fine. It's red. But it's just not what I asked for. But it will be on my toes now for the next 6 to 7 weeks.
Forever.
Right? Like I'm yes. in there. I'm committed.
Yep.
So now I've got red toes. When I wanted hot pink. Anyway, that bugs me. Also,
I don't
bugs
like
me.
It when it's like you pick a color that looks pretty rich and then it goes on and it's like watery. Not yeah. But like it's
like
more
sheer-ish
transparent.
Or something. Yes. Yeah. And you're like, no.
No.
I didn't want a whisper
not
of
what
the
I'm
color.
After.
I wanted the freaking color.
It's hard to get it right. When you find colors that go on and get what you want, you got to like write them down or something mm-hmm. because
stick with it.
It always feels like you're taking a risk.
Yeah.
You yeah. know, always.
Yeah. That just reminded me, you should book yourself like a reflexology for next week. After
I should. That is a really good idea.
Yeah. And then my other rant is when they serve you brown avocado. And it wasn't even me. This has happened to me recently, of course, but I forgot to put it in my rant. But I saw it on a friend's story and she had a picture of her food and it looked really good. And then there was avocado and it was brown. And I was with someone. Oh, I was making that cowboy caviar salad and I brought over fresh avocados that tasted or that felt exactly right. Not hard, not squishy. Exactly. Cut them open. They're all brown. I was like, ah, these are brown. And my aunt was like, brown's okay. And I'm like, it's gross. I don't want to eat brown avocado. And then when they serve you brown avocado at a restaurant, it just feels gross. I don't like it. You know?
Yeah. The visual on it green. And the color brown and the texture. Poop.
Poop.
Poopy.
Poop. Poop. My rave is doing solo adventures with kids. So I went to Oregon with just Revy and then we left John and Mac stayed back home together. And both of us, me and John, had like the best week with both of them. And as I was talking about on social a little bit and several people were like, oh, I used to go on these solo trips with my mom when I was little. Some of my favorite memories from childhood. And it's just really special to get that one-on-one, like uninterrupted, undivided attention time.
Yep.
And I feel like before we left, Rev was sort of acting out a lot more, just like sassy. And I didn't know what was going on. I thought maybe with like the upcoming kindergarten or like some changes. I don't know. She just was not acting like herself because she's a very kind little girl. And she was just acting like kind of sassy and spicy. And she'd have like screaming or tantrums or whatever more. And she was like, I think she just needed connection is yeah. what it was, you Aww. Know? And she was like,
good timing for the trip.
And then John said the same thing about Mac. He's like, we had so much fun together. He was so I feel like when kids are competing for attention and when parents are just like going through the motions, I don't know. There's something where they don't feel seen enough or something because both of the kids had an amazing week. And then, so we had an amazing week and I've carried it over. And with Rev and like, I just feel very connected with her right now. And so if you are able to, if you have multiple kids or even
like
not
a,
multiple
like
kids,
a Sunday like, morning, like one-on-one coffee date.
Yeah.
Like just dedicated
some one-on-one time.
Yeah.
Even away, like if you don't have multiple kids and like the three of you, you have an only child, right? I still think like maybe that undivided connection time with
yeah.
you is really
big
special
return.
And cool. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. So
I need to do that with Ben. Chris and I talk about that, how like within the family dynamic, we want to make sure that we still have like individual relationships, like mm-hmm. me and Chris and Ben, me and Ben, Chris and Ellie, every which way, you know.
All of them.
So
yeah.
That's so cool.
Sure. Yeah.
Okie doke, everyone. We love the hell out of all of you.
Just so grateful.
Yeah. Love the hell out of us back. Tell a friend. Leave us a nice little note about what you love about the pod. It goes a long way. You can sip with us always. And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.